All right.
Love Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, where the wealth builders are coming together and making it publicly known how to generate revenue and dough. Currency is the ability to create out of movement. And we have to remember that we have to move in order to bring forth some type of currency. All right, we have our guests here. So let me see. I see Chrissy. Peace and honor, Chrissy. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, Kadira. How are you?
I am great. I'm really excited. Today we have a wonderful lineup with we're going to be talking about hourly revenue share. We're going to be talking about 20 cent blessings, everything that generates economics. So,
all right.
I know, right? We have Dr. ZZ. I think I see Yahshua. So, thank you, Chrissy, so much for joining us. And if you want to say anything, just press 1, okay?
Okay.
All right. Area code 347. Peace. Are you shy?
That's okay. Let's see, we also have a 404 number. Peace.
Peace and honor, co-host. How you doing?
All right, I'm going to give you a minute to get your microphone warmed up. 321.
Peace and honor, Kadira.
Peace and honor, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Excited about today's Blog Talk Radio.
I am too, Brother Sunrise. As a matter of fact, I got an email from Hourly Revenue Share, so I'm just gonna read it, okay?
That's beautiful.
It says, "Hello, well, we all know hell is low, dear Hourly Revenue Share family. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress, and working together is success. This is exactly what is keeping us going. So without you, we're nothing." And that is so true. Without your people that, you know, come up underneath you, without your team, honestly, we're nothing in these opportunities. Now, it says that I'm sure you are happy and excited about HRS and your smooth hourly earnings. I know I am. Just 2 days ago, we attained our second 30-day cycle, and this is it's very good for our integrity, which it is. As long as people are getting paid, then that maintains the level of integrity. From HRS's records, they have made over 10,200 payments out. Now, you can imagine what that would amount to. Now, I'm also pleased to inform you that our capital base is steadily growing and our stabilization fund account is absolutely healthy to handle any panic withdrawal. So that basically means if somebody says, "Look, I put in 10,000, I want to take out my whole million," then they'll be able to do that. So basically, they're saying that hourly revenue share is financially solid. Now, a wise man once said that challenges are what makes life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. Wow, that was wise. After overcoming the issue that was minor with the .com challenge, their programmers grew even more so well that they could only say that it's a blessing in disguise. And we've seen those things. Things happen for a reason. We have received a lot of commendations from members on the professional way that they handled the issue and restored the site back. So that's powerful. That's powerful that they didn't panic and that they had it fixed within 2 days. Growth definitely comes with a lot of responsibilities, and this is why we're continually planning ahead to ensure every department of the project is well handled. As at this very moment, we have almost 9,000 members in HRS, hourly revenue share, almost 9,000 members. Just a little brief history. They opened up December the 12th of 2012, I believe it was. So that's when you want to get into an opportunity that's online, is at the beginning. So that's really good that everything is very fresh, only 9,000 members, and they even have 5 site rooms
that are already full, in which they answer questions by the members. You know, the leaders come together and make sure that the questions have the proper answers, and you have people who help walk you through. So that's really, really good. So they just opened room 6 and room 7. And then they're also going to try to open up, since they can see the growth, all the way up to rooms 10 will be created. And that's good that the family is enjoying interacting with each other. You know, usually people who make money, they like building with other people who make money, too. Now, also, too, as far as the payment processors and accounts with Avalee Revenue Shares, we were informed last week that the payment processor details will be confirmed through registration. And they're doing that for security reasons. Basically, this means that if your account is compromised by hackers, they cannot withdraw all your money. You know, and then also, too, it strongly recommends that you keep your account details safe, not to, you know, forward your stuff or post anything that's personal in these sites, rooms, and different things like that. I also noticed that some of the members, they were also sending out an issue that the emails weren't correct. So we'll just make sure y'all get your emails correct so that when you get correspondences, it'll come directly to you without any delay. HRS uses Solid Trust Pay, which that's another thing. We want to encourage, if you're looking to make money online, the payment processors that you need to get more places to put your money, you know, even in the physical world. If you have a bank account, then you'll be able to put money there. Well, online in the virtual reality, which is a reality for a lot of people daily, you need a place to put your money. And Solid Trust Pay is one of those places. Payza is also another good spot, too. And these are both located in Canada. You also could use Liberty Reserve. Now, that is located in London. And then there's several others of, like, Eagle Pay and what's the other one? eBuy Gold and, you know, those types of things. So get you some other places to put your money. Now, there have been, like, a lot of questions. So I'm just going to go through the terms and the frequently asked questions because it has been updated. So once you log in, then you're going to go and look up these frequently asked questions because that would also help you to get familiarized with the product. Also, what I like about Hourly Revenue Share is that we will have the ability to advertise our other websites on there. So, of course, I started with 20,000 units in order to, and I put $100 in that I have got from Zeek Rewards. So I put $100 in, and I got 20,000 impressions to put my website up there. And, you know, it's doing good, you know. So for those of us that are in Asante, and these other things, we can put our websites up there and they can get hit. Advertising is so important. Also now, for family accounts, because some people like to do stacking, you know, so they did give the rule. Family members residing in the same household may join Hourly Revenue Share using your referral link. However, prior approval must be obtained from the administrator first, so that the IPs can be whitelisted. So IP address is basically like a tracking system. So they can tell exactly what computer is doing what. So, yes, you can stack, which is really good, because, like, if you get an account, the father gets an account, the mother gets the account, and a child in the home gets an account, then you can put the money in the child's account, and then the mother will get a percentage, and then the father will get a percentage, too. So that's really, really good. That's a wonderful way to keep, you know, the money in the home, you know? That's really smart. So that's something you might want to do. And if you do want to do that, then you will need to contact admin at hrsquestions@gmail.com before you create your family account, okay, so that the system will allow for the sign-up. The wonderful thing is they're also offering an official training site. So that's really good. And that's hourlyrevshare.info. That's going to be the official HRS site in order to get training. So that's really good.
And then I want to make sure that we encourage the team spirit, you know, and be respectful in the Skype room while using etiquette. So I'm just going to read it. It says, our dream of emerging a giant in this industry is speedily becoming a reality. As all indices are pointing to that fact, I want to assure that everyone is a winner here, and I won't let HRS family down. I can proudly say we are getting stronger and bigger as time goes by. Early members who started with us have already doubled or tripled their accounts. As a team, I encourage every member to support all this understanding our operations. The best way to maximize your success with us is to join one of our site rooms and interact with the other HRS family members from all over the world. Remember, it is not permitted to post links in our HRS site room without clearance from Dr. Levian first. Please stay tuned, and there are many up-and-coming surprises, which I will announce from time to time. Now, 2 days ago, two members were given cash rewards in our Skype chat room after they responded to the questions properly. I seriously asked the question, and they replied, and then they got paid. I use this opportunity to thank everyone who has done everything to support this project. It is indeed a winning program and will remain so for a long time. I also welcome all newcomers to the HRS and assure that HRS will make you proud. I'm proud already. You know, let me see. We have a question in the chat room. And if you have a question or a comment, then just press the one button on your key, and I'll make sure that you get in. Area code 513. You
yes.
have your hand up.
How you doing, Kadisha? This is Deborah Vernon.
Great. You're on time. How are you?
Okay, and you?
I'm wonderful. Okay, so right now, I'm pulling up prepared questions. We are very pleased to know that you are a professional network marketer in which you help people build businesses and also invest. That's wonderful to know that you help an average people get a passive income networking online. So let me ask you your first question. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I came to the internet in 1991 as I brought my offline business online. It was a clothing store that I closed down and began to sell T-shirts, baseball caps, and charms online. And then in 99, I left to go back offline and finish my concession business. I had two businesses, one at the time. Then I came back in 2005 and began learning what was going to be my passion online. I got involved in coaching and training, and then I got introduced to investment. And so I've been in investments for the past 15 months. And lately I found that one of the best, I was in one of the best before, and it changed its name. And so now Ali RevShares is one of my best programs that I have going.
Wow. Okay, well, what is Hourly Revenue Share all about?
Well, Hourly Revenue Share is a platform where you can advertise what you do on or offline. It's the advertising avenue. But the hybrid has been set up to create a share of revenue pot that is used to invest in Forex, which is what supports the program. The owner has been involved with Forex for about 4 years, and she decided to share her earnings from Forex with a program, which is Ali RevShare. So she can support some very nice percentages on what you do, you purchase advertising tax, and then she gives you a rebate back from what you purchase. So it's a hybrid. Most people call them hype, but this has actually got a product that supports what she chooses to pay.
Wow. Okay, because the foreign exchange market, that's powerful, Deborah. I'm glad you brought that point out, because the foreign exchange market
trades billions a day. So, okay, so what percentage do the members get?
Well, there's three levels of the advertising that you can get involved with, and it's dependent upon the amount of Avenue packs that you purchase. The basic level is for anyone that purchases between $5 to $2.99 in advertising packs, and that pays 4.5% daily. But because it is like the name, hourly, it does break that 4.9 down to where you're paid a percentage every hour on the hour. The premium, the premium level is for investors that choose to buy advertising packs between $300 and $995. And the VIP level is for, individuals that purchase advertising packs between, I apologize.
Wait a minute. You fine, Deborah, because your health is, we'll just take a minute. Matter of fact, me, Chrissy, and Fola, we have just started praying. we're those types of people that we wish the best for people that are around us. And I know I'm laughing because the energy that was created on Friday night at the Magic Hour was just so uplifting. It was so powerful. We went on the premise, so please get you some water and breathe. We went on the premise of the breath. That's how we united together was we slowed our breath down, and then we visualized ourselves with gold light. A golden light is a vibration that brings positivity to you. It also brings to you money that's owed to you. And I know a lot of us can say that. So it'll bring it to you, and not necessarily the avenue that owed it to you, but it'll bring it to you. You know, it's very, very, very powerful in vibration. So that's something that we're going to do every Friday. Are you okay, Deborah?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm going to have to find out about Friday nights and get with you.
Okay.
But as I was saying, the VIP level is for larger advertisers between $1,000 and $10,000. Now, she has capped your investment into the program at $10,000 because, like most programs, they get these heavy hitters that come in with large sums of money, and then they walk away and leave the program in a broken state where they can't have the sustainability that they have played. So I'm very glad that she came up with that one for the program.
Yes, that was wisdom. And especially since she deals with currency, you know, especially trading currency, then, that was genius. I want to do some quotes right now while you're catching your breath. One of my quotes that I like is that poor people discuss other people. Rich people discuss ideas. Ponder on that. Poor people discuss other people and talk about what they're doing and what they're not doing and how they're doing it. But rich people, they discuss ideas. So that is exactly what we're doing now. We're discussing ideas. We're bringing ideas to people who would like to have more, to see more, you know, at the end of the month, instead of more months than money. You know, I want my ends to do more than me. You know, I want them to overlap. I want to have enough to share. I want to have enough to spend. I want to have enough to save. And I also want to have enough to build with. So those are some things that I just wanted to touch bases with while Deborah's getting her breath. Deborah?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. You were saying?
I had already covered the three levels that are involved with HRS, but I want to reiterate that I'm very happy that she has, because I've been in some programs like this that the owner was just wide open, and it may be they just had not thoroughly thought out their comp plan and allowed large investors to come in, and once they paid them, then they had no back-end product. It pretty much wiped out the program. That's why a lot of people blame programs for being scammed, because it actually boils down to the owner has not thought out clearly how to make the money flow to everyone. And then we have those owners that their intent is to scam, and unfortunately those are around too. But I have to say, on the level of integrity that I have observed from Annalise Steinway, that is not the case with her. She truly is for helping people empower themselves financially through her very passion, which is Forex.
Wow. Well, I love the program. You know, I love foreign exchange market. I have some trading platforms that I trade from. I'm still learning. You know, I feel like I'm in kindergarten. If you want to also look into the trading platforms, because I know you were talking about doing that also, you can utilize BabyPips. BabyPips.com is free. And it's like an online college where you can learn from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade and up into college. How to trade with the foreign exchange markets, the terms, the definitions, you know, how to read the charts. And again, that's babypips.com. And they might ask you for a referral. If they do, then just say Kadira all day. Just put that in there. And that should pop up. But I want to talk more about the referral commissions. How does hourly revenue share offer referral commissions?
Well, that is based on the level that your referrals come in.
Okay.
If your referral comes in at the basic level, then you receive 6% of their initial investment, and each time they compound, you receive 3% of that. If they come in at the premium level, then you receive 7% of their initial investment, and that is new money coming into the program, coming from your pay processor. And then when they compound, which is money inside the program, with each share purchase, you receive a half of that, 3.5% of that. And when they come in at the VIP level, which is 1,000 to 10,000, that is actually the highest commission that someone can receive, and that is at 8%. It does pay three levels. So your referrals, and their referrals are also helping you create your wealth.
And that's intelligent to do. When you're working something, if you're working it by yourself, you can get it done. But look at it like this. If you have duplicated three other people to do what you're doing, and it's all benefiting as the whole, you would get more work done. You know, we can all attest to that. So that's why you want to share it with others. And another reason is, you know, this is brand new. This is baby right now. It's just hitting a little over 2 months old. And, you know, this is a brand new ground floor. They already have 9,000 people in it. So this is really a power move. And a lot of times we catch things late, and we haven't this time. Is there a minimum withdrawal amount?
Yes, there is. Each pay processor keeps their income separately. In your dashboard, you'll see four pay processors, STP, Eagle Pay, Liberty Reserve, and Perfect Money. Now, it works like this. If you bring money into STP, everything you compound and withdraw will be with STP. If your referrals come in with a different pay processor, your commissions will actually show up in that pay processor. So it's suggested that you have an account with all four. She has did some favors for some people because it was brand new and moved money around within your dashboard of your pay processors. But as it grows, that may become a problem for her. So I highly recommend that you do have all four pay processors, the accounts for withdrawal. Because when you withdraw, if your referrals come in with a different processor that you are not using, you're eventually going to have to get it anyway in order to remove your money out of the program. Now,
okay.
Commissions are straight payout. You cannot do anything but receive them and pay them out. And she set the program up to be that way. I can't tell you why, but it does make a lot of sense because people that come in with, let's say, $100, they're building their account with what they came in with in Avenue Revenue for a greater dollar daily payout, earnings. So, therefore, your commission can be paid straight out to support a cash flow, which is one strategy that she did have and, you know, incorporate into the program, which is kind of nice because I came in with $100. I got serious about recruitment, and I actually have withdrawn three times what I, my initial investment was just in commissions alone. So it's a program that even if you have no money, I mean, everyone can come up with $5 to become active. And then you go find people with money, introduce them to the program, and now you have commissions come in that you can pay out to your pay processor and then pay it back into buy shares for advertising your link, your other program, or even your blog or whatever, and benefit from the revenue, in the program that she creates in the program. That's one strategy that is there for that. If it is a situation where you just don't work with one processor, pay processor, you may not be able to get qualified or, you know, whatever it may be, you can actually write her a support ticket or contact her in one of the Skype rooms, and I think we're up to about 8 or 9 now, and discuss that with her. That's the beauty of this program. She is full disclosure. She's in the Skype room. She's available to help you with your account, and she will work with you based on case-by-case basis. There have been people that I've seen ask her to move money from, like, let's say their Liberty Reserve balance in commissions, and she'll move it to their STP rebate or repurchase balance. So she's been very helpful with all of her members. She treats us all like a family.
And that's important. You really want to be able to have a, and I have an echo. Do y'all hear it? Sound like an echo to me. Okay, yeah. Nope, I still hear it. Okay, so we have a question in the chat room. Eric code 620. Christy, you had your hand up?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
I just wanted to share, I found this little book this morning. I don't know where it came from. It was in the house here. I don't know if one of my children brought it in, but I had never seen it. It's called The Millionaire Mentor. Have any of you read that?
I believe I've seen it, Christy. What do you refer to in it?
That book, the whole book is so incredible. I think any of us going into any of these things really need to read it. It takes about 1 hour to read the whole booklet. It's just a small booklet. But
I think Fola sent it to me.
The tips in this book are so incredible. I mean, I'm planning on reading it through 3 times. I got my first time done, but it is so incredible. I just wanted to share that with everybody, that if they can get that little booklet, it's probably... So I don't know how much it is. It's probably only a couple dollars is my guess. I don't know. But if you can find that book, definitely get it and read it. That 1 hour that you take for you to read that is going to be time very well spent.
That's a wonderful add-on. Thank you so much, Christy. And also, too, Christy, towards the end of the show, I want you to talk about Asante, okay?
Sure.
All right. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, that was all. I just wanted to share that as a little tip because I think this will really help any of us with any different types of businesses we're doing. I felt like I had probably taken a college course when I got through.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for that add-on.
You're welcome.
If you have any other comments or questions, please just press the number 1 key on your phone. And it'll put you in a queue so I can know that that's what you want to do, is ask a question or make a comment. Okay, Deborah, let's see. Are there any withdrawal fees?
Yeah, there is a withdrawal fee. Now, if it's your commission, you would be subject to 3%, 0.3% of your withdrawal. Because commissions are not by the 70-30 rule, which is your rebate, the earnings that you earn off the ad tax that you purse from the revenue pot. But now, if you're withdrawing your percentages that you earn daily, you are subject to the 70-30 rule, and that is 70% will go to your pay processor, and 30% would be put back into your repurchase balance for compounding. Compounding means you're buying more shares. That is another safety net that she has in place for keeping the program sustainable. Usually programs allow you to take 100% out and the person walks away and is no longer involved with the program. That can hurt the program. So by having that 70-30 rule there, it actually takes your investment out as far as 120 days before it completely matures out.
Okay, you're right. That is a safety net. So you said we have to keep it in there for a certain amount of time before it matures where you can take it out.
Correct. The rebate amount is not subject to the 0.3%, but your commission amount is subject to the 0.3%, which is what your question was. There is a fee for that.
Okay. Are there any strategies that you can talk about as a member of hourly revenue share programs that we can implement?
Oh, God, there's many. It just depends on the individual. I recommend everyone play with the calculator that comes right on your dashboard and utilize all three. Each one is there per that level of investment. When we first got the calculator, all three levels was built into the calculator, and then she began to realize it did not function fully for those that came in at VIP and versus those that came in basic. So if you're going to come in at the basic level, I recommend you opening up.
Deborah, I don't know if it's my phone or yours.
Really?
Let me turn somebody else's mic on, and we'll see if it's mine. Chrissy, I'm going to use you. I think it's my phone. No.
Is it like the echo you're talking about?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
That's interesting. I guess the line is open.
Did Kadira go away?
I don't know. I'm on the Blog Talk Radio line.
I think she's trying to work out the technical difficulties with her phone. But anyway, we can continue.
Hello.
You're
welcome.
Deborah?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay. Can you continue to tell us about the strategies?
Hello.
Okay, yeah, I'd be more than happy. You can hear me okay? I put my headphones on just in case it was me.
Yes, but this is Najia that you're talking to. Kadira is really getting her situation
Hello.
Together. So if
oh,
you can
okay.
continue just to share with us the strategies while she's getting it together, that'll be perfect.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
As I was saying, there are many strategies. There's someone saying hello.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Am I on the line?
You
I'm
sure
on the
are.
Line.
He's Dr. ZZ.
Is that Dr. ZZ?
Is it? Brother, the
hello?
Open.
Yeah, it seemed like the entire line is open.
It is, brother, because my phone started.
Well, are you working the dashboard?
I am, but my phone started acting up, and I just called back in, and I heard you were still talking, Sister Deborah, so the last fail-safe was to turn everybody mic on so we wouldn't have dead space. But, Deborah, as you were saying.
Okay. As I was saying, everyone needs to play with the calculator based on what their level of involvement is with their money. I can give some strategies here to give you an example of how it works. Let's say you come in with $100. I'm going to pull up the calculator so I can give exact figures.
Okay.
Let me go calculate. Here we go. Okay. Now, let's say you come in with $100. And you choose not to compound at all. You just want to put it in and take your money right back out. So that means that day one, you're going to actually be in the basic plan. You're going to withdraw 100% from day one. And when I calculate that, that $100 actually becomes $360.66 for the life of 120 days. Your withdrawal points will be, because you're only making $4.50 a day and there's a minimum of $10 of withdrawal, you will actually not be at a withdrawal until the third day. You would withdraw, let's see, nine. Why did you see that? Something's winning at my calculation. I need to change this to a 90-day plan. Okay, there we go. Actually, $100 does not go as far as 120 days, but the calculator can work per day, in maturity and everything, through up to 120 days. But you would start with your third day, and you would actually be withdrawing $1,391. It is not showing me it now. Oh, you know what? I'm on the wrong calculator. That's what's wrong. Let me go inside the program. I've actually got the VIP plan up. I'm wondering why it's not showing me the figures correctly. As I said, they had changed the calculators, and I had the other one bookmarked, the old one bookmarked, and it was kind of still coming up. Okay, let me get on the right one now. There, go. $100, day one. Okay, 90 days. There we go. Actually, the figures did change too. The $100 investment would give you a total yield of $296.81 over a 90-day period. That is so weird. They must be working on a calculator or something, because now it's showing. It's not giving me any of the 70-30. It's actually putting everything into your basic plan of 100% compound. Let me go up and check something. Yeah, I started it out on day one. Withdraw. Let me change it to zero. Yep, it is definitely doing it. Let me try another plan and see if it does it that way. Change that to 300. Due to our DOS attack, we had to move to another URL, and ever since then, okay, here we go. Okay, it does work for the basic, premium. So let me run the premium plan out to give you an idea of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, with a $300 investment, excuse me, your first day would be $1,650 that you would earn. You would actually pay that whole $1,650 out. And out of that $1,650, $1,155 would go to your pay processor. Let's say it was STP. And then $4.95 would actually sit in your repurchase balance. Now, it takes $5 to purchase any shares in the program. It's a minimum of $5. So it would just actually sit there in your repurchase balance. But on day two, when you pay out the $16.50, the 70-30 rule would apply again, $11.55 to your pay processor. You have actually now paid out $23.10 that you've actually received in your hand, or rather available to put in your hand at your pay processor. And you would actually have $9.90 sitting in your repurchase balance. You would buy 9 shares for compounding. Compounding is buying more shares. Advertising packs, or they're referred to as shares, but they're actually advertising packs. And you will receive credits for that purchase to advertise anything else that you're working with. On day three, you actually increase your earnings. You will be receiving 41 cents from your basic plan, because there's $14 sitting in your basic plan, and you're still earning on the $300 in the premium as well.
Wow.
You've increased your daily earnings to $16.91, and you had a 90-cent late. excuse me. You had a 90-cent balance from the first 2 days, so together that would equal the $16.91 that you would pay out, and your distribution would be $11.84. So that increased from $11.55 to $11.84 into your solid trust pay account, and you would actually now have enough to purchase shares daily. You would have 507 in your repurchase balance, so you would purchase 5 shares. Now that's just 3 days. You have a balance of $34.94 that you've received. You have a basic plan that's working at $14, and you still have your $300 premium plan. And each day is broken down for you that way. By the time you get to the 30th day, which is the first day of that initial investment, we're not allowed to use investment. Let me take a word back. Your initial purchase of AdPak. It breaks down like this. The $300 would mature. You would have $181 working for you in the basic plan, and you would have cash in your pay processor that you have withdrawn of $422.84 off of that, you know, that investment of $300.
Wow.
You pulled out, you know, your principal. You have an additional $122.84 in profit sitting in your pay processor, and you still have $181 working for you in the basic plan. The strategy that that is where you're withdrawing from day one. Day zero, you put the 300 in, you purchase 300 ad packs, and then the very next day you start withdrawing. And you're making it off of that to withdraw every day. It's a minimum of $10. With a $300 investment, you have that amount of $16.50, so you're already over the threshold of minimum, and so you can work it that way. Now, there are other strategies, like I've heard people say they're going to compound 100% for the first 30 days. And I'm going to go up and I'm going to fix the calculator to show you the difference of how much you can make with this program by doing just that. If you were to compound 100% for the life of the first purchase, which is 30 days, I'm going to calculate that. It changes drastically. You're now at a, you have a profit of $778.20. So your total cash withdrawal is at $994.20, and you still have $84 working for you in your basic plan, because when you're compounding, you're compounding to the basic plan, all off that $300 investment. So compounding 100% for a percentage of time in the beginning actually increases the amount of money that you can earn in this program.
And everybody on all levels, wait a minute, on the levels, the different levels, the basic, the premium, what are the different percentages that are compounded daily?
Well, like the basic is 4.5.
Wow.
That's daily that you're paying on your investment, and then on the premium it's 5.5, and on the VIP it's 6.5.
Wow. Okay, now I want to ask you this. I know this is burning in everybody's thoughts. How long do you think the program will last? Now, we know it's about 2 months old, so that's good to catch it when it's infant stages. But how long do you think hourly revenue share program will last, and can you answer that?
Technically, I have my own opinion about it. I've been in quite a few of them, and I will say this. Everything is changing constantly. There is no guarantee with anything. I work from the standpoint of safe and not sorry. I secure myself by getting my initial investment out. So if I'm working in profit, whatever happens from that point really doesn't matter to me. There is sustainability with this program, and I don't believe that it's going to go away anytime soon. And the reason why I say that, if she's successful, as she says she is, with her 4X, and that's the life of the program, really, and it's shared with people that are putting their, you know, work in and buying ad packs, that creates a sustainability of it. And the rule of the 730, where every dollar withdrawn from the program, 30% is maintained in the program by buying more shares. With those three things involved and the integrity of her character and the way she's gives full disclosure of herself in the Skype room, I admit the Facebook room. I've worked with her very closely, helping people fund their accounts right away. She's very hands-on with the members. I think it's going to be around for a very long time. Now, I compare this program with another program that I've been in for, it'll be 2 years in May. That program was one of my babies. I loved it. It would blow your mind if you knew how much money I put in versus what I took out. I actually was a $30 investor of that program.
Well, blow our minds. Blow our minds.
When I joined, the name of that program was Just Been Paid.
I did it! We're also in profit clicking.
Okay.
You know what, too? Also, too, because we honestly give full disclosure. Yahshua brought us another opportunity, which is very similar to Zeke. So, family, Zeke is back. Now, do you got your money that you had before the state stole it? No. But Zeke is back. And now it's in Ecuador. Oh, you know what? I don't want to be rude. I want to listen to your point. I'm listening.
It's okay. You're excited. And I know how it is when you get excited. And that's great. I've taken a look at that myself. I'm not moving anywhere. From the experiences that I've had online, I've learned how to discern where I'm going to put my energy for the best return on investment. People jump in so many things, and it really, in my opinion, it puts a damper on what you do when you don't build it up to where you want it to be before you move to something else. There's nothing wrong with multiple streams of income. I am all for that. But I like to build relationships, and I like to build programs up to where they're sustainable for me.
Well, you're definitely in the right spot, because we build. And what I like about the online programs is they only take, 8 to 20 minutes to maintain on a daily basis. So
that's
if you're
true.
Serious about, if you're serious about creating multiple streams of income, then these are perfect for you. Now, if you like, I can send you my link and you can look at it. It's called AdWallet, and I went in the back office, and you can look at it for free. So right now I'm in it for free because I'm doing the knowledge, and it's exactly like Zeke Rewards.
I'm actually a member of it myself right now.
Okay, good. And then also, too, it's just like profit clicking, formerly known as Just Been Paid, to a T. And I like that it's a month old, that it's infantile, and I also like that it's in Ecuador. So the jurisdictional issues, you know, for the SEC to come and just take $600 million from somebody because they felt like it cannot be done. You know,
well,
so I really.
I wouldn't put a lot of weight on that, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, the government behind the government that we live under, they're planted everywhere. And I know there are safe zones. There are free zones. There are safe zones. But as they begin to move out in what they're doing, I don't put anything past them. They're, you know, that government or whatever you want to call them, I don't know where they came from. I don't know what God they operate under, but they are not for anyone but themselves. And when they have the power to block U.S. airspace,
well, see, what it is for so long, melanated people, also so-called blackamoors,
mm-hmm.
their whole strategy has been to not acknowledge who they are and also stagnate them economically. So anytime
okay.
we have an opportunity where we're no longer stressed about economics, then the world changes. And that's just the truth.
Exactly.
It gets a little warmer, you know, and so – so they,
you're
and
a
also,
happier.
Yeah, the world changes. Yeah. And, you know, that's unfortunately to the powers that be, they see the rise of a melanated messiah as a threat. And
mm-hmm.
and they shouldn't, but nonetheless, that's how it is. This is the society that we're living
well,
in.
That's the fear of not being able to control. You know, they need that control. And if they'll do it to their own, what will they do to everyone else? As people wake up and begin to realize there's nothing to fear and that there's a lot that you've not been exposed to, it's the dummying down that they have done within our scholastic systems, our legal systems, the government itself. It'll change the way one operates, and they'll operate with a more open, conscious mind and realize that the secrets have been hidden and now they're exposed, and all you got to do is just do it.
Exactly. All you got to do is just do it. And what is meant to be for you, it will definitely be.
Exactly.
We develop, just like you said earlier, we develop some really strong relationships around economics. You know, we learn to trust and love one another. And we truly become a family, you know,
mm-hmm.
friends that develop into a family. So that's what I would say that I learned from, you know, from doing these online marketing companies and strategies with these type of things. The thing is I think to get in early. If I had been in Zeke Rewards in its first year, in its first couple of months, you see what I'm saying? My whole situation would have been different. Now, I know I was in it a year, and I still, you know, I still benefited. But to see that Zeke Rewards is back with a new name, Ad Wallet, in a new face and in a new location, I'm going to try it. I'm not going to deal with fear, and I'm going to try it. You know, because
mm-hmm.
all you got to do is watch 7 ads a day, and we all know about the power of, well, a lot of us are learning about the power of SEO. And
mm-hmm.
SEO is basically how the Google engines look at you, and this also, too, is economics. So don't be turned off. This basically is like the back end and how Google makes their money and how Yahoo makes their money and how all of them make their money. If you put content on the internet, then they have a place to send someone. And because
mm-hmm.
you put content up there and they're grateful that you have a place for to send someone, then they receive money and they also give you a percentage of that. So
exactly.
every
and
time
that's why
we click
that's why those communities have to grow so large so they can show the algorithm of the viewers for those ads. The greater the numbers are to the community, because remember now, the advertisement is only shown to the members that are in that program. That's how it works. So the bigger the number of members, the greater the advertising dollar is brought in to distribute among the members.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm so glad that we're coming amongst it. Was there anything that you wanted to add on further about hourly revenue share?
Well, just that I think it's going to have long sustainability to the program. I actually see it being the next number one program that everybody's going to want to be in, simply because of the full disclosure of the owner. It is not U.S.-based. It is a global company, and it has three components to keep it sustainable. I feel very good about it. I was fortunate enough to get in 3 weeks after. Well, it started December 3rd, and one of my referrals from that was in Justin Pay with me actually brought me to the program, and he's their number one earner right now. He's pulling $800-$900 a day out of here daily. And we have strategized. We are actually in a contest right now. The one that reaches 100 referrals is going to give the other one $100. So we have our own little contest going on, because actually I got real serious. I learned some very good tips from Justin Page from Carl Pearson, how to build this, my account just off commissions alone. And I did that in Just Been Paid. I actually joined Just Been Paid in May of 2011. I started with $30, never added another dime, and I pulled out over $15,000.
Wow,
I've never seen
beautiful.
Nothing like it. So, and that was the learning curve. You can imagine how happy I was to see another program to replace it.
Okay, because I'm still in profit clicking. And
oh, I am too. If I could get my money out, then I would have a $10,000 investment in HRS.
And if I could get mine out too, I would too. I brought in. I love so many people, so I brought in a couple of people, at least some good friends, then my son. So I have about five accounts, and I noticed in profit clicking that they changed everything. It's like they wiped everything clean, and now we have to put in our payment processors again and allow them to download our IP addresses. And I just haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Those are all strategies. See, this is what I don't like about that situation. They're piggybacking off of Just Been Paid, and that's not their result. Profit clicking is a whole new entity to the picture of things, and they believe they're fixing what was not working. But what was working, and that's why they were able to grow to 2.7 members, was the members were very happy. The program worked. So larger servers is not a reason to change so many areas of the program. And I think it's hurting very badly now. I would love to see it, fix itself and become what it was, before it became profit clicking. I just don't see that happening.
Well, I want to underline in bold the fact that it's sustained for 5 years online. And
it did.
That's why it's so good to be that we're talking about hourly revenue share, because it is not 3 months old.
Exactly.
Right. It's a baby, and this is an opportune time to put your $10 in there, your $100
in
there.
That's so good that you said what you just said, because Fred Mann was a full disclosure individual, and he was the life of the program. When he was no longer part of the equation is when all the other problems came in. Anna Lee is a full disclosure person right, with the program. And I kind of compared her to Fred Mann. So that's why I believe if there's 5 years with Just Been Paid, I believe there'll be 5 years with Ali RevShare. And there is some phenomenal money that can be made in this program. A $10,000 investment, just to give you an idea, a $10,000 investment, which is the VIP plan, the highest level, and the most amount that you can put in is a 1.889 return on your money in 120 days. Go to calculator, do the math. You compound for 90 days, 100%, and then you begin for the last 30 days, you start withdrawing. Now, you're going to withdraw. This is going to be something very new for me to move $80,000, $90,000 a day. But that's exactly what I'm working towards.
Oh, that's a problem that I definitely would enjoy having.
I said the same
girl,
thing.
All the things I could do with that, I could manifest aquaponics. Because the whole thing is to have a goal. We have to have a goal. My goal, if I was moving that type of money, would have aquaponics. I wouldn't be going to anybody's grocery stores. I would have my tilapia at the bottom, and they would be growing the herbs. We'd also have our truck drivers and paying them extra to come and ship and export and import. We all know that the U.S. dollar is going to fall, but until it falls, because we've been saying that for over 10 years, until it falls, let's just don't do nothing, you know?
So the key to that is recognize what is coming and prepare for that fall. You need to get your money out of the U.S., out of the Federal Reserve dollar and buy tangible items, okay, things that are tradable.
And the wonderful thing is with these programs, it encourages that. We talked about previously, before you got on, the Solid Trust Pay is in Canada. So is PAYSA. Mm-hmm. Liberty Reserve is in London.
Canada is a reporting U.S. venue, so you got to be careful about that.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not a free zone. It is a part of the problem that we're faced with. If you remember, PAYSA was Alert Pay.
Yes.
They're not actually out of Canada. They're headquartered in Canada, but their processing is out of the UK.
Okay.
And the UK is, if you understand history, our government came out of the 7th, which is, you know, the British rule.
Sure did.
So you can't play with. You got to know exactly where the free zones actually exist, and Canada nor the UK is one of them.
Well, for your perspective, where are they?
Belize, they're all South America countries. I used to think that, I looked at going to Spain. I looked at going to Sweden. No, it's where Tina Turner just. We renounced her citizenship, and she went to. That is where the World Banks are. That's a free zone. Ecuador, Chile, Thailand is coming out of it. They're going part of the, you know, this whole world thing, but their currency is still free zone. I would invest in their currency, but I'm actually looking at Belize. As for the free zone, I went down there in August to visit, and I'm going back in April or May, but and set up my bank account and different things. But Belize is another one. Panama, you know. The farther south you get of the equator, the more free zone you're going to find.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. You said Ecuador, and the new one, that's AdWallet, that's mimicking Zeke Rewards' entire back office, is located
they're
in Ecuador.
In a free zone. Yeah, they're in a free zone.
So that's really good. We have a question in the chat room. Area code 347, you have your hand up?
2380639.
Yahshua?
Yes. How you doing? Deborah, you mentioned the 10,000 going into the VIP, and I was just kind of like doing a simulation in my mind what that would be like if I were to do a 100%. That means it would be $650 that would be generated, and that $650 would go into the premium. But it will have a domino effect because whatever's made in the premium would then also go into the basic. So it will be kind of like a spillover effect. So it will just, money will be generated on the VIP side, but it will be compounded. Actually, the main compounding would always fall into the basic.
Well, not necessarily. You can strategize because it is done manually. You can strategize what plan you want to put it in because it sits in your repurchase balance. You decide to invest to purchase add-backs with it. So let's say you came in with the 10,000. Well, let's say 1,000 because 10,000, the money amount is a lot greater than what you were referring to. You're actually making, trying to load up now. On a $10,000 investment, you're making $650 a day. Oh, you were right. And then when that is multiplied out, you have, let me go down to where, but see, I did the 30-day, I did the 30-day, the 90-day complete 100% compounding. When you get down to the 91st day, you actually have 69,497.33 to move. That's your first withdrawal. And the second
after 3 months.
After 90 days of 100% compound.
That is really good. After 3 months, $10,000 will become almost $70,000 after 3 months. That's not just bad.
Your first withdrawal. I mean, every day, it actually increases as you go through that 91st to 120 day. And, you know, the unreal thing is when you get down here to the 120th day, you have withdrew 132,000. Wait a minute. I can't even. The numbers are so big. $1,329,416.31. And you still have working for you $69,749 in the VIP plan.
Now I have a question. When you are ready to withdraw, can you withdraw that whole $70,000? Or like in Zeke Rewards, you have to withdraw what they give you daily?
No. Excuse me. No. The way the program is set up, on that 91st day, you take 100% out. You take $69,497.33. Now, the breakdown of that, the 70-30 rule, will actually give you $48,648.13 in your pay process. And $20,849.20 goes in your repurchase back. And that's because it is over $1,000. It actually goes into the right back into the VIP.
Okay.
As long as your repurchase balance is at $1,000, you actually compound right back into the level that you originated. Or you can let the money, if it's not at that point, you can let it sit in your repurchase balance until you reach that point, and then you purchase ad packs in the level that you want to be in. So it's all a choice. It's all a choice. It's your choice what you want to do.
Well, this is beautiful. I just can't get off the fact that it's a brand new, and it's also powered by the foreign exchange market where they make billions a day. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you can come in on these three different plans. And the basic plan, I remember you talking about it, Yeshua, I know you're at work, but can you briefly break down the email that you sent to everyone?
For
hourly revenue share.
Oh, hourly revenue share.
You were talking about, just to remind you, because I know you do a lot, brother, but you were talking about how the basic plan you think is the, it was easier to manipulate.
Yeah, I was just coming up with a strategy, a way to do it, but I think Deborah, when I brought it to her attention, she kind of got me much deeper into it as far as, you know, the compounding effect. Because what I was seeing was that, so you're starting out with premium, whatever you're making on a daily basis, because of the amount range, it's going to automatically fall into basic because it's between the 5 to 299 range. So basically everything is like you're generating whatever the daily reward is for the premium, but it's going into the basic, and everything in the basic just gets compounded from
mm-hmm.
that. So basically it's kind of like the basic is doing the compounding, but the premium is just simply generating the daily amount, you know, for that 30-day period. So,
now, on the basic, I think your point was on the basic was that you can manipulate your money
Now I remember. Oh, what I was thinking was that if you wanted to put, let's say $1,000, let's say, I was assuming that you can actually
deposit in increments of $299 or let's say $290 into your basic and putting in, you know, successive deposits into that particular plan to get up to that amount. It could be, I mean, it can even go as much as, what, $10,000, but it has to be increments of whatever the amount is to fill up the basic. That was a theory that I had, and I think I was trying to, I wanted to impress that on the board, you know, to get her feedback on that.
Deborah, what is your feedback on it?
Well, he pretty much is saying exactly the way it is. If it all depends on the plan you come into when you initially start. If you come in at the VIP level with $1,000 and you can actually compound day one, you're going to compound into the basic level because it's under that $300 range. Or you can let the amount sit into your repurchase balance until you reach $300, and then you could actually go into the premium plan.
Okay.
So it just depends on how you choose to use your money. If you choose to let it sit there in the repurchase balance, that's exactly what it's going to do. It's only a 1-point spread between levels. So how important is it to you to let it be earning you money immediately? Some people let it sit there because they only want to be in a higher level.
Okay.
And then when the balance reaches 300, which actually doesn't take very long, I think it's like 4 or 5 days for you to go into the premium at that level.
Look, you know, let me give a hypothetical. Let's say I do that process. I put in $10,000, but it has to be in increments. That would allow it to go into the basic.
Uh-huh.
And so that means that, you know, 4.5% of that will be worth $450, right?
Okay. Well, if you put $1,000, you're saying if you put $10,000 in?
Yeah, but it has to be in increments of the amount that would allow it to go into basic, like, say, $290 at a time.
Basic, at $10,000, you're above basic level. You would not actually invest in basic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're pulling, okay. Well, no, you would. Okay, $650 daily is on your $10,000.
Right.
When you withdraw that, you have $195 in your repurchase balance. If you just wait till the next day, you actually have $392. You can instead of investing your repurchase balance on day one, you can repurchase.
Back into VIP.
Back into the premium. Because you would only have $392. But if you wanted to wait until day five, mm-hmm. you can go right back into the VIP. Because you would have $1,001 sitting in your repurchase balance.
Okay.
Yeah, so are you saying that? Are you asking that because you want to be able to, instead of waiting the 90 days, that you would only have to wait the 30 days? Is that why you're saying that?
No, well, the 30 day, it's automatically a 30 day run, but you can, you know, as you parlay it, it can go, you know, 90 or even more. I would assume. Because whatever you have left behind, that will go in to, you know, further, whatever you make that initial ad purchase, well, not so much withdraw, but if you wanted to purchase more ad share, then that's going to have a 30-day, time period on it. So each time you make it an ad share purchase, that's a 30-day. So it can just keep going on. You can just keep it going on and on.
Right. And, in fact, most people don't seem to realize in doing their calculation, each purchase has a lifespan of 30 days. So if you came in day zero, in 30 days, that's going to expire. It's going to mature. It'll no longer be part of the equation of earning. And then let's say on day three, you did a compound purchase. Then on day 33, that drops out. So at some point around 44, 45 day, anything you're compounding from that initial investment is just replacing what matured and dropped off.
Right.
So that's why there's only a lifespan of initial investment up to maybe 120 days, which is what the calculator comes into play on.
And see, when you think about basic, right, you know, 4.5%, that's way above the 2.15 in the other program, you know, and even with profit clicking. So it's like you're really getting a good return within that short period of time, but you can manipulate it to continue it even further.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the amount of money that you your initial purchases, you could end up in all three levels.
I think that's the whole idea.
And the whole idea of doing that is giving sustainability to your initial investment.
Right.
So
now
I see that's where you're coming from, because it does work that way.
And I like the 70-30 rule that you have, where people who are coming in, particularly if they're skeptical, then they could withdraw 70 and keep back 30% for repurchasing each year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was part of her thinking for sustainability of the program. So even
right.
a person coming in with a large sum of money, they're always only receiving 70% out of the program.
Right.
And 30%. You can't do anything with that repurchase balance but buy more shares. You can't
right.
pay it out. You can't, you know, there's nothing you can do but repurchase.
Okay, now I just want to make sure that everybody knows that all they got to do is press the number one button on their phone, and then they will be alerted that there is a caller in queue so that you can answer your questions or, you know, make a comment. Sun Ra, if we're done with talking about hourly revenue share, I'd just like to thank y'all so much. I want to talk about profitable sunrise. So, Sun Ra, hopefully your phone line is working. I got you on two lines. Sun Ra?
Yes, I'm here.
Peace, God, I got you on two lines. Peace, God.
I want to thank you for having me on your show, too.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're in Profitable Sun Ra, too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, please don't go anywhere.
I'm sure.
Listen, Kadira, I think Deborah is more qualified than I am. We just got in, and our funds is going through on Monday, which I'm very excited about it, that we're getting 2.15% compounded daily for 170 days.
Now, let me ask you guys something. When you referred to Profitable Sunrise as 170 days, did you get into the long haul or did you get into the private?
We got into the private.
Okay. The private is open just like HRS. You can actually stop compounding and withdraw your money. That's why most people get in the private, because they don't have to allow it to automatically compound. You can stop your compounding and withdraw.
It is
actually the long haul that it requires you to wait 170 days with 100% compound.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's what Milton, who's been walking us through it, he explained to us that we can play with the repurchasing, you know, with the whether we wanted 100%, 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, whatever percentage we want in 10 of increments of 10, which is awesome. I love these programs.
I do too, Sun Ra. And then also too, the fact that it's in Panama.
Yes, and it's incorporated. It's incorporated. You get actually a certificate of the amount of $500 or more, a certificate of shares, which is wonderful. And you have a lot of religious groups that are involved, and we're part of a one religious group, and I forget the name who's the head of it, and that's why we're able to get that 2.15%, which is wonderful. I'm excited, Kadira. We're just in everything, and I'm telling you, we're building wealth, and we, you know, because our hearts are golden. Kadira is a giver. I'm a giver. Deborah's a giver. Yashua's a giver. Chrissy, we're all givers. And, you know, these wonderful opportunities. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And honestly, we found each other through these programs, and we developed relationship with each other through these programs, as well as gained economically.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing I would like to say to everyone who's listening to this wonderful Blog Talk Radio, because there's so much to come, because we're going to have the person that brought us into Profitable Sunrise coming on. Since today's the Super Bowl, he has a Super Bowl party with his family, so he couldn't be on the line today, but he's a wonderful man. He's going to be coming on to the next show that Kadira schedules and talk a little bit more about Profitable Sunrise, because this wonderful man has integrity. He's honest. I mean, he's passionate about the programs, and he's a businessman and a family man, which is what we are, you know. So, and I love that we're making all these connections, that the universe is bringing us all together. And, you know, and for the listeners out there, I just want to say this. If you wait, it will probably be too late. I was reading this today on a book called Believe You Can, and I love that Chrissy mentioned the Millionaire Mentor, which I'm ordering that book tonight, through Amazon. But Believe You Can is a wonderful book, and I was just reading. It's like every time we come together, it's like I'm being prepared before the radio show. I read a chapter, and I'm like, wow. Wow, what Kadira's saying, what Deborah's saying, or whoever's speaking at that time is saying what this book is actually saying. And I'm like, wow, these are the ancestors. This is God. This is the universe just bringing us together and just giving me like that double assurance that we're on the right path.
I'd like to inject in that one thing that, for me, we have been exposed to something that has been going on with people with money for generations, okay? The Internet has actually opened the secrets for us to experience what they've been doing all along. What I choose to do is take it to the poorest of people. And right now, if you think about it, here in America, the poorest of people have the greatest of spending dollar because it's tax season. You need to get out there and help them understand the opportunity that's available for them. Because if you think about it, tax time, people are thinking about, oh, I'm going to get my tax return, I'm going to pay my bills off. And, you know, in a matter of a few weeks, their money's gone, and then they're back to being broke and struggling. And my desire is to go out there and tap into that market and help the ones that are open-minded about there is another way. Because you can take just an initial $1,000 in hourly rev share or even Profitable Sunrise and invest it, and you can actually create a monthly income of in excess of $800 and not have to get out of bed for it.
Ooh, I'm so glad you made that point, Deborah. And I'm not going to be long because I have a horrible echo, but that's exactly the people we want to reach. And income tax time is coming. They're getting the income tax checks. Some of them are getting $1,000, $8,000, and buying clothes and buying cars.
Well, wait a minute.
Get out of that mindset. Let's go ahead and put it in a nest egg. That is going to bring forth a return that then every month after April, you can make it a great day. You know, you can make it a $2,000 month if you want, just something extra.
Mm-hmm.
And that same amount that you would have wasted on clothes that you don't need or clothes that you could have got from the thrift store, and put it into this nest egg, and it will just feed you and continue to feed you. I want us to start thinking like that. Thank you, Deborah, for that point. Chrissy?
Well, I do taxes, so that's why, you know, I said there are 1,000 and 2,000. There are people that are getting, the working force is getting between $8,000 and $12,000 in their return.
Mm-hmm.
And $1,000 out of that is not going to hurt them to invest into their future.
Great.
To make that tax check last all year.
Exactly. Great point, great. Chrissy, you got your hand up? You wanted to add on, Goddess?
Yeah, I have a, I was just going through this book a little bit and listening, and there's five, it's talking about, there's a chapter talking about leaders and managers. You have to have both. And I know that we've had two managers talk on this call, and there's three leaders. I've been listening and paying attention. And you've got to have both of them to have a complete team. And I think it's incredible that we've got both on this call. Leaders, there's 5 points that they always have. Number one is positive attitude. Number two is genuine concern for everyone's success. Number three, consistency. Number four, ability to clearly define goals. And number five, ability to empower others to meet defined goals. And the author's comment is when people have these five traits, there's no limit to what they can do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And also James is on the call with me, and he's got a couple questions he's wanting to ask here, too.
Wait a minute, Chrissy.
Go ahead.
Chrissy, did you give us the 5 ones? You gave us the 5 points for the leader. Did you give the 5 points for the manager? Or was it, would they...
The 5 point, it doesn't say the 5 points. It's got a chart here. It's a fairly long chart that shows the differences between leadership and management.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fairly long, but if you can even find the book online somewhere, I would really encourage you to read it. And even I'm planning on copying and posting up a lot of the sayings and quotes that they have in here. They've got a whole 7 pages in the back that they have nice little cards written up that you can cut out and use to remind you of the points that you're focusing on.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to order mine like sunrise today off the Internet. But please, yes, James, what's your question?
Oh, the HRC program, or HRS, the Hourly Revenue Share, what is the website for that? Is that hourlyrevenueshare.com or .net or?
No, .com is no longer working right now. We had a dog attack from some haters.
Okay.
So what they have done, what I recommend you to do is either get with Kader or Sunrai or someone and get their referral link, because
okay,
you cannot join the program without being invited.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But
yep,
you can go to hourlyrevshare.net, but you won't be able to sign up unless you have a referral to put into the application.
Okay.
So it's best to go through someone's link. There is a link that you can go to. It's called hourlyrevshare.info, and it will explain the program, show you, you know, videos of the dashboard, and it's actually our training site. Now, there is someone that you can join at that one, but I would recommend you going through one of the people that are on the call.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we'll get in touch with people about it.
Because one of the things I want to stress is you don't ever want to join a program that you don't have a relationship with your sponsor, because you want to have an effective sponsor. There are people that complain all the time about joining programs, and they didn't prospect their sponsor. They got prospects, but they didn't prospect their sponsor to make sure they're going to be there to help them understand and know what they need to know during the course of the life of the program.
Great point. Great point. And that does not exist here. Chrissy and James, y'all know y'all can get with Sunra, and we'll have conference calls, and y'all know we answer our phones. So the beautiful thing is that when we all come together, it all makes things work. Now, Fola, I can see that you're on the line with your hand up. Peace. Fola? Your microphone's on. Okay, we also have another hands up that wants to make a comment or a question. It's area code 34.
I'd like to ask her, the girl that was telling you about the millionaire mentor, who is the author of the book?
Chrissy, could you repeat the author?
The author is Greg S. Reed. And Reed
well,
is-
I have a surprise for everyone.
What is
that
it?
That book is in a PDF form that you can view online. You don't have to buy it.
Wow.
I just found it. The whole
book.
Oh,
my gosh.
If you go to, oh, Lord, it's a doc. It's a Google Doc that he has put it up. That's why I needed to know the author's name. But the whole book is in PDF form in a Google Doc that you can actually go there and print it out. It's a millionairementor.specialedition.doc. And I'm looking at exactly what she was talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So you don't really have to buy the book. It's available for you to view online as a PDF in Google Doc.
Ooh, more money to put into profitable sunrise and to hourly revenue share.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I found it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you, Chrissy. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you very much for bringing this to the table. This is going to be a good read tonight.
Okay, so I have everybody's line open that has their hands up, 347, area code 443, area code. So if there's any other comments or questions, let's please have them right now.
I just want to get Chrissy.
Yeah.
I definitely have to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do y'all want to give y'all telephone numbers now, or are y'all going to email each other?
Oh, could someone give that link again, the one to the millionaire book PDF, www.
It's millionaire mentor dot special edition dot doc edition. You have to do a search in Google, and it will actually come up, and then you can link it.
.doc. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yashua, I know you're at work. So I just copied the link, and I'm going to email it to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to email it to everybody. I would email Sunrise Link to you, Jane and Chrissy, but I think it's changed, right? It's like .net now or something.
What is?
Correct. Correct.
Oh, so everything is .net. What happened to .com?
Well, we had someone report the program as a heist, and the cloud got knocked down because we received a DDoS attack. And Annalise was asleep at the time it happened because she's out of Germany. When she woke up, she wakes up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. Her first thing she does is post up all the payouts into the Skyfront. She was brought aware of the fact that the site was down by the leaders in the groups and immediately went and purchased .net and got it right back up.
Gotcha.
She has not got release of .com yet. That came out in the newsletter she put out today. She's
still working on
getting that release.
Who controls .com?
Well, you've got to understand that all domains are controlled by Pacific Force that determines whether it's legitimate, a company's legitimate or not. Mm-hmm. And they can block an IP to that domain until that if they choose. It's the registry. When you purchase a domain, you register it with the Whois registry. They have the control to block your IP.
Right.
Or something like that. But it got blocked due to a report. And that's whoever she's hosting with does not allow those type of programs.
Right.
So they allowed it, her server to be blocked. Now it's on a cloud DOS system, and .NET is up. It did, you know, gave a slight bump in the road for what the program is about. But once we got on .NET, everything just went back to normal, except for your advertising that was out there. Thank God we're a new program, and there's not too much out there that we would have to worry about changing up.
Right.
But as soon as she gets the .com release, it'll be back up.
Right.
But it was a learning curve for her too, because at first she only owned the .com, and now she owns all of the exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
So you know now she's got .org, .info, .everything.
Okay. Mm. Somebody's talking in the background.
It's an echo.
Oh.
Someone is listening through their speakers, and that's why you're getting an echo.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah.
Well, then that was me. Sorry, y'all.
You have to have, with Blog Talk Radio, I learned the hard way, too, when I was doing my show. You have to have a headset on to block
so
out.
You know what, Dr. Zizi on the line.
Because the feedback comes right back through your speakers.
Kadira?
It's coming through your speakers.
Yes, Sunrise?
I'm sorry, that was me. I'm listening to my car speakers with my family. I apologize about that. I should have known better because I've done Talk Shoe and I've done Blog Talk Radio. I should have known better, but I apologize for the echo. I just took you off. I just wanted the whole family to hear it.
Okay, all right, that's cool. When is Dr. Zizi going to come on?
What will be his area code?
Huh?
What will be Dr. ZZ's area code?
He's his cell phone.
Now remember, this is Super Bowl day. A lot of people out there are throwing Super Bowl party.
I know. That's why we thought we were going to get Milton.
His phone is 516.
Long Island area code.
No, guys,
he's
not on the line. I think he was earlier, but he got off.
Oh, really?
Mhm.
Hmm. I don't think I invited him to that. Did I? Or was it someone else?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
interesting.
Know. If you didn't invite him, then that's why he's not here.
Right.
Yeah. You know what's good, Kadira, about Dr. Zizi? He's setting up some stuff. The same thing with Milton, who we're going to be probably having on in the near future. They actually go out to these countries and these areas to check out and make sure that the company is solid. These people have money to travel and meet the owners and actually see the platform, see the companies, these companies in operation and see the logistics of it, you know, as opposed to us who, you know, the people that can't afford it right now. But we're going to be able to do that in the near future. So that's what I'm excited about. And we're connecting with the right people that are actually going out there and seeing it with their eyes and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They're investing. They're investing for us, you know, for our future and telling us it's a go, you know, a green light. That's what I love about Dr. Zizi and Milton and Deborah, because she deals with the owner of Hourly Rev Share directly. So, you know, we're connecting with the right people, Kadira.
You're right about that, Sun Ra. It's changing our whole perspective, you know, because you're right. Our pay grades, we can't spend that money. And they're talking about depositing $100,000 and $25,000. And before they do it, they want to go see. So you're
absolutely
right. We're connected with
absolutely
some people. And it's because we've changed our thoughts. And we're reading these books, and we're meditating and chanting on abundance and prosperity.
Right.
Thank you so much.
No, we're actually going to be just like the Brazilians, because the Brazilians are not suffering financially like America is, and their economy is booming. So we are creating our own economy here. So that's what it's going to affect everyone we come in contact with. And we're going to be like them, and we're going to be the lenders, not the borrowers. We're going to be amazing. So, Kadira, I just wanted to say that I'm just excited.
You can hear it in your voice.
Yes, that's great. I know that feeling, and that's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. It is, because we've done programs, and yes, we've gotten burnt, but guess what? We're back. We're back on track. I'm excited. I feel good. You know, I was away for quite some time because I've lost money in the past. But guess what? We got to keep going. We got to get up. Every time we fall down, we got to get back up, and we got to actually continue on. That's the difference between the wealthy people and the middle class and the poor people, is that the wealthy people, they fail, but they continue. They keep going and going and going. They're like the Energizer Bunny, and they don't stop, you know? They don't stop. So that's the type of people we are, and I feel the fire in me. I'm excited. I'm happy. My family's happy. You know, that's all that matters.
You're right, Sun Ra. And then also, Sun Ra, too, because in order to get currency, Deborah, you were going to say something?
I was just going to put something in there for Sun Ra. On page 65 of this book, it says, "The true measure of all great leaders is how well they weather the storm."
Mm-hmm. That's true, Chrissy.
You never quit. Never quit. That's the key. Never quit. You know, we, Sun Ra was saying, he's been through programs and lost money and things like that. You just never quit. If you quit, you'll never reach your dream. And that's what I think we've weathered the storm of our learning curve by going through what we've gone through, and we've identified what works.
That's right. That's right. What works, what doesn't work, what precautionary measures to identify what's collapsing and what's not and what's stable. And you know what? I believe these programs that we are getting involved are on stable ground, you know?
I believe it, too. I'm looking in the back office of Profitable Sunrise, and it says that they've only gotten 40,000 members. 40,091 members, and the economic balance is $21,036,286. Now, this company has been doing this for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've been online for only 2 years. And like we said earlier, they're stationed from out of Panama. And what I love about them is we did a bank wire transfer, and they're going to compensate us for the fees that we had to pay for the bank wire. Also,
oh, wow, that's good.
Yeah, you know, so that says something about them. Like, you know, you had to spend out, we're going to give it back to you. You know, and like Sunrise said, you know, there were some people that actually flew over, went and seen the setup and was like, that's absolutely what we need to do. The whole church, the whole congregation got in on it, you know, 30 and 50 people deep. You know, and their whole thing was, let's not give this to people who are not worthy of it. That's what their whole thing was. Let's only give it to people who are going to do righteously with it. So that's why it's only 40,091 people. So the reason why y'all are hearing about this is because y'all are thought of highly. You know, we want to see y'all better off. I want to see myself better off, so of course I want to see you better off. So consider yourself lucky if you're hearing this broadcast. And get with the person who invited you so you can get their link so you can come in on the 2.15%. Everybody else is coming in on the 1.7%. But because we're associated with this large group, we're getting the 2.15%.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kadira, another thing is the way they make their money is by hard money lending. That's how they make their money, Mr. Novak. And he's a Christian man, too. Very nice guy, too. And, you know, and he compensated the people that were actually going to visit them. Remember when Milton was telling us?
He sure did.
He actually paid for them, you know, to come and go. And, you know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
and we
really
got a lot of things working in the near future with government contracts, investing in that as well. That's in the near future, and I know Kadir is going to be sharing that with folks once we get the okay, once they go and visit, how we can make money off of government contracts. You make a percentage. You know, like Albert Einstein said, the greatest thing ever invented is compounding interest. Compound interest.
Eighth wonder of the world.
Eighth wonder of the world, exactly.
It's the eighth wonder of the world, Deborah, huh?
But you know what's so funny? Yeah, that's what it is. It's the eighth wonder of the world. But you know what's funny? They always told us they're only about the seventh.
You're right about that. And they also always told us we could get 2% annually while they steadily compounded every night.
Yeah, check that out. It's amazing the things that I'm learning that we were taught. It angered me when my eyes really opened up and I became conscious of the world I was living in, and I everything opened up for me, and I was like, oh my God, you know, everything's been a lie. And I began to research and see the things that I believed, and I began to ask myself, where did that originate from? And then I began to see all the secrets that have been hidden from the masses so they could control us. But, you know, thank God my grandmother planted the seed at a very young age. And I, you know, I ventured out. I knew at the age of 12 I was never going to be one of those conformed individuals. And I never have. I quit working for someone at the age of 24, and I've been self-employed. I'm 58. And It's been a learning curve, but it's been a very enjoyable ride. God has been very good to me.
Deborah,
and I'm
glad you made that point, because I also want to encourage the listeners to do the same thing. You know, get them babies young so that they're not being trained to work for somebody for the rest of their life and clean toilets. I mean, we need toilet cleaners. You know, don't get me wrong, but and a lot of the toilet cleaners will be investing in this, but you know, let's get our babies young. Let's get them making jewelry and selling it. They already sell Girl Scout cookies.
There's nothing wrong with working a job. And I tell that to people all the time, that there is a pride in workmanship and having good people in good places. It is so many people that are unhappy with their job. And instead of venturing out and finding a job that you love to do, instead of being in a job that you don't like to do, because entrepreneurship, self-employment, investments, it's not made for everybody, and I don't expect everybody to do it. But I do want people to learn how to do what they love to do, because, you know, when I walk in that store, I want somebody that's enjoying being there to help me and not wonder, well, you know, what can I do for you? You know, put a smile on your face. Be willing to be helpful to me. Because I'm spending my money in order for you to have a job. You go to these restaurants now, the attitude of people that are working in the public arena is unbelievably horrible. Customer service has died. You know, there's no pride in workmanship. People need to start really reexamining what you're doing and do what you love to do. If it is a job, be happy in it. Be grateful that you got it. And love what you do. I'm really so fed up with the way things are set up and how angry people are taking their anger out on innocent victims because they walked in a store to spend some money. That has to change.
And, you know, when you get fed up with things, you look to find solutions. And today we've brought you three solutions. Hourly revenue share, profitable sunrise, and also potentially add wallet. So utilize your 9-to-5 steady income and put it in another basket and have your money working for you. That's what the rich people do. Their money works for them. And
mm-hmm.
it's not the other way around. So do we have any other comments or questions? I've opened everybody's line on the call. So if they want to add on, they can add on for some final comments. Chrissy, you find any more key points that you'd like to share?
Well,
the entire book is so good. I could read the whole thing.
Yes, brother Kim, if we can hear you. Everybody's line is open, just in case they wanted to add on.
Yeah, I got in here late, so I was in a conference with another number here for a while, for 2 or 3 minutes. So, yeah, just give me the information, the email information, I can look it over. I should be at their house in a couple of days. Just got back from Washington, California. So I'm trying to take a little break here. So I'd like to review those three different investments. Just hyperlinking the email. And I'm happy that Zika Ward is up and running again.
Yeah, absolutely. We will. I will email those things to you, brother. And definitely safe travels. The world cannot function without the 18-wheelers. You know. So we really appreciate what you and your loving wife do. And absolutely, I'll email that stuff to you. Any closing remarks, Deborah?
Yes, Kadira?
Yes?
Are you there?
Oh, you got kicked off, Sunra. Welcome back.
Yeah, I did. That was my fault. But I just wanted to say something because I read this every day to myself. And I just wanted to share it with everyone listening, and I hope it does something for you because it has done something to me in the way I think. Because we have to transform our mindset. Because we've been programmed to think the wrong way. So, and, you know, when you fall, pick something up. Anybody who is currently achieving anything in life is simultaneously risking failure. Failure is often the first necessary step towards success.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't risk failing, we won't get the chance to succeed.
Exactly.
When we are trying... We are winning. Babe Ruth said, never let the fear of striking out get in your way. The greatest mistake you can make in life is to continually fear you will make one.
Mm-hmm.
And as Stanley Jew said, don't be afraid to fail. Don't waste energy trying to cover up failure. If you're not failing, you're not growing. Successful people stop growing and learning when they become less and less willing to risk failure. Failure is a delay, not defeat. We all make mistakes, especially those who act again. The only ones who are never disappointed are those who don't expect anything. Stop trying to be perfect. When you have a serious decision to make, tell yourself firmly, you are going to make it. Don't expect that it will be a perfect one. And with that said, Kadir, I just wanted to share that because that just makes the back of my hair stand up every time I read it.
I am glad you did share that. That was perfect to be, you know, a closing out speech. Deborah, did you want to add on anything before we close out?
I just want to thank you for inviting me on the show tonight. And that he said it best, if you're not failing, you're not growing. Mm. And as you grow, remember that helping someone else is helping yourself.
Thank you so much for being available for the show. And we really, really appreciate you. And Chrissy, did you want to close out anything, James?
No, I think that's all. I just want to encourage everyone to take the hour it takes to read this book and really pay attention to it, because I really think the skills that are shared in this book are something every one of us needs to focus on.
You know what, too, Chrissy? My word is bond. We also said we were going to talk about Asante. So I know that's your baby, one of your babies. So if you want to just briefly give a breakdown of Asante.
Well, let's see. I got into Asante in June, Asante Organic. They're the first ever 100% toxic-free company, and they're going wild because they have been featured on a lot of the red carpet walks with the Hollywood stars. And we got in at ground floor. I'm only like four levels from the top. And I would say, just, you know, briefly, the way they're paying is better than any network marketing company I've ever looked at. Plus, because Hollywood is on them, and Hollywood has been, also Good Morning America has been doing shows, it's really going crazy. Mr. Wininger, who is the owner, he got into Nu Skin when he was a teenager, and he made $14 million in Nu Skin. And he decided he didn't know what to do with that money. He said he prayed and said to God, tell me what to do with this money. I don't need it. He never married, never had children. He's just, his passion has been to, you know, stop the cancer thing, to educate people on what is causing cancer. So therefore, that's what he, how he developed Asante Organics, opened it up in 2009. He did have the weight loss lollipop prior to that, and that was, Sun Ra was in that at the ground floor too, and that was amazing. Sun Ra, I just have a question for you. Have you talked to them about your account from when you were in with the lollipops?
I think, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
No, my account is actually freshly new with you. We're under you.
But
so,
but you were in with the lollipops, right?
Yes, I was in it when they only had lollipops. They didn't have all these other products like the protein shake, the shampoos, the conditioners, and so on. I was involved when they only had lollipops, and that was banging back then a couple of years ago. And when I mentioned that to Mike, and they restarted the program and offered the other products, you know, they added it because I guess if you only have one product, it pretty much dies down. So that's why Mike went into, you know, the shakes, the weight loss stuff, you know, the baby shampoos and the conditioners and everything
and
else.
And
that's,
and the facelift. The facelift
the skin
alone.
Care.
Mm. Yeah. Michael Wininger, see, the facelift that they have is actually, it repairs the DNA. That's really exciting because it actually, you use the facelift for like 90 days and it actually repairs the DNA, retrains the mother cell to split like it did when you were 20. And so people are going crazy over it. That's one of the big things that the Hollywood stars are onto because it's the first ever 100% organic, toxic-free. You know, you've got facelifts all over, but, oh, they've got carcinogens. I mean, they are so toxic. Well, Michael Wininger shared with me just not too long ago that he had gone with one of the executives there in Arizona, and they decided to do a health fair. And they ordered one of the three packs. They did, you know, together they ordered one of the three packs of the facelift. And they had a booth and they offered free facelift, like, you know, a limited amount. He said they did 200 facelifts that day. And they did like.
Sorry about that.
Is that me? Okay. All right, anyway, they did 200 facelifts where they just did one half of the face and then they showed them in the mirror what happened, you know, within, you know, 5-10 minutes. It really is amazing. I was on the testing panel for that product. And he said they either sold or enrolled all 200 of those people. Either they bought product or they, and my uncle had gone to a, my dad called my uncle that's in Montana because he's out of a job, and he was sharing with him about Asante. He says, you know, this is really a a decent job to get into in our retirement years, because my dad and my mother both got into that. They're actually almost gold executives at this point. And my uncle said, yeah, he had just gone to a health fair just to browse around, and it may have been Asante, I wouldn't be surprised, but he said he had stopped at a booth and he was explaining about this facelift to my dad, and he, you know, explained it very similar, and he said, yeah, while I was standing there, this lady wrote out a $9,000 check to the guy that had the booth right then and there because she wanted to purchase a year's worth of that facelift stuff right then and there, and he said he showed me the check. He said, so I agree with you, it is a good business. So they also pay, you know, the match bonus, all that. Sun Ross probably looked into, he probably can explain it a little more than I am, because I have a, you know, my passion is to help people to see them get well from cancer and stuff, and I honestly don't browse and look at the business side as much as I have James do that. So my passion is getting the stuff I know is pure and good into people and you know, mentoring them on their health and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, Sun Ross, if there's anything else you want to share about the business, I keep looking and seeing that your points are building up and building up. So as soon as they're building up, and then as soon as you make your next purchase, what will happen is you'll get a check dumped on you.
Right. Chris, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, what's beautiful about this the company is a lot of people don't know that there's a difference between 100% organic and organic. And with Asante Ace products, everything is 100% organic. And when we say 100% organic, is that there's non-GMOs and, you know, pesticides and all that crap, I call it crap, put on, and those toxics on the products. So, you know, Asante is the way to go. And when you go out shopping, make sure everything is 100% organic, because remember, they're using, it's like a chemical warfare going on, and you want to stay away from those GMOs and products that have pesticides, herbicides, you know, on there. So stay away from all that. And you know, that's how I sum it up. And I love Mike. Mike is willing to work with you over the phone and even spend an hour to conversate. You're talking about a millionaire and the owner of the company who will sit there and actually walk you through, hold you by the hand. And that's the same thing with all these programs. We're willing to walk you, you know, by your hand, show you how these programs work. And the same way, all I can say is we're basically connecting with the right people, the people that already, how can I say, I don't want to say achieve success, because, I mean, you don't achieve success till you basically pass away, because you're going to continue to you're going to have that drive to continually go and go further in life, you know, because I don't want to, you know, stagnate, you know, the word success and say, you know, oh, I'm successful. Everybody's success is totally different, and you're not successful, you know, I don't know how to explain it. It's just you're continually doing and growing. And it's a work in progress. You know.
Yeah, and go ahead.
I'm sorry. Because I'm here driving, I might have been stumbling for words, but it's just a work in progress.
Okay, you're right, God. You're so right.
Yeah,
we know you're navigating. We just appreciate you taking out time just to add on. You know, and show how we are all unified and building together. I love Asante because I got the tooth polish, and I really like that. It's all natural, has peppermint oil in it. I like the bottle size that they use. I've never seen toothpaste in something like that. I thought that was creative. I also got the baby wash for my nephew. He's one. So when I looked at the toxins that we were looking at, because that's what I like about Asante, they show you, like, the toxins that you utilize every day. I loved Palmer's shea butter, cocoa butter, but that stuff, that stuff right there, the fragrances in it is not good for you. And some people who are sensitive to fragrance will know that. And then also my son loves that Axe stuff, you know, and that stuff had some really high numbers on it. And I was grateful that I got a chance to see that because I didn't know. You know?
And by the way, our team, just to let you guys know, our team is the top team in Asante right now. I mean, we are the only team that is working together actively. And, I mean, honestly, they're looking at us and going, and the CMO of the company, she tells me, you guys are amazing. She said, I'm just shaking my head. And our team is, you know, we actually do team calls every single Tuesday night, and this coming Tuesday night, I have a number of people, I think Sister Fola, some of those are planning on sharing some of their goals, and then we're going to work at helping each other keep our goals and that kind of thing. So it's really exciting what we're doing. Our team is the one that's also come up with the organic store program, got that. We have the package finished now, but our team is the one that put that together to where we can actually contact retail stores now with this stuff, because Asante has just as strictly a wholesale side for retailers, so we actually are the leaders in that aspect too. So it's pretty exciting to work together with a team. I just absolutely love the team that I have, and just since June I've built there's 111 people. I think it's 114 as of today, people on my team in my downline just since June. And it's just amazing. It really is.
Now, how did the raffle go?
The raffle, we did not give it enough time. We did not get it out very much. So we did, you know, it's like, we don't look at it as a failure. We look at it as, oh, we learned what, you know, to get started sooner this
time. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you my perspective of the raffle. It was well put together. What? You also talked to other people that were nationwide, and they donated, and then they put their advertisement sheets together. It was just, I liked it. I thought it was very, very creative. And then Fola, let me turn her mic on, because she was happy too. Hold on, let me... Fola?
Yeah, we actually raised, I think we raised like $170 off of that raffle, which, you know, isn't real big, but it's the first time we've ever done it, and we only had 2 weeks from the time we started the raffle, so.
Maybe it wasn't enough time, so I use their chocolate. I love the mango champagne. It has a also like to take the grapes, because it's kind of hard to have anywhere between 3 to 5 servings of fruit. So the red, which represents the is what I really like with the pumpkin. I think it's the winner. But
y'all here?
I came in late, but I would like to get the book that you all said we need to read, and I'm very interested in some things that I heard, because for the last few months, personally, me, I've dealt with an organization that I'm very unhappy with. And it's just a learning experience. And hopefully this business will be able to compensate for the one that I'm very displeased with. And I think that's all I have to say for right now.
Well, you got your $150 in, what was that again?
Oh, for the Asante?
Yeah, raffle. Did you win that?
It was $100 worth of printing, whether I have business cards or brochures or folders, whatever I want. I get $100 worth, so.
And what I love about that is because that's right on time, because we're teaching the women on Fridays. The next one is the 15th of February to help with their websites and to help to develop their ideas, because we want to see y'all with money. We do.
Yeah,
I
want to see everybody in this group with money.
We want to see that. And and we've been praying for y'all, too. We shall have everybody, ourselves and everybody, so... You can tap in on Fridays at 12 noon on the Vibrations of Goals, where we heal and send love to the earth. Now, one of the Taurus brothers yesterday was like, well, what's the version of love? Because the version of love has changed because of how things are right now. I don't want to get too deep into that, but it has. So we also need to define the version of love, the definition of love, and then also garb ourselves in gold light for protection. So you'll get a chance to talk with Chrissy, because Chrissy is real deep. I can't wait till y'all let yourselves meet her. And y'all already met Sunra, and Aleem will be on too. And then y'all just met Deborah, so did we. And then Yahshua. Yahshua is the reason why we all on this anyway. So as you come and join in with the family, Brother Kyle, he's trying to meet everybody too, then we'll continue to build and grow. You know, as long as we keep the vibrations of love, you know. And, you know, so that's, and also I have to also say to God, Chawara. Y'all know I had to say Chawara. Brother Kadar. So we just send shouts out to y'all. We send in gold energy and light to, you know, to the ancestors. And I know everybody got to go. So Chrissy, kiss them eight babies. And Brother James, thank you so much for maintaining Prophet Clicking. So if anybody has anything else to say, Yahshua, let me just let you say something. I know you at work. But Yahshua, do you want to say anything, God, before we go? Fola?
Yeah.
You want to say anything?
No, I think I said all I have to say. I'll just wait until I have more information about
thank
what was given tonight. And I appreciate for being invited.
Oh, well, we appreciate you being here. All right. Well, safe travels, Sister Carolyn, Brother Kimness, and we love y'all. Peace.
Peace. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
One, two, check it out, right? Five stages of consciousness right here.
You got your conscious, you know what I mean? World
you got your subconscious,
got you bringing the dark.
You got your super conscious,
keep passing the man.
You got your magnetic consciousness,
let them know one more.
And then we're
telling you, right?
Dimensions ain't heavy enough.
So improving for real, son.
Right now, son,
you ain't ready yet.
Yeah, I forever stay ready, done. Money run gun under the belly, kinda heavy. Pretty pearl, tickle my belly, but steady by the waistline. Thirsty to dump, I thought twice before I took time to waste. Nine of mine in this mind, I'll let him live now. Realize what he did. Perhaps you got a child on the line, and I ain't got time for no bid. She bad enough, the warmest squad already bars in my crib. With their guns drawn, seeking killers, saying who done slid many moons ago. Across town, whereabouts, unknown. Heights blaring loud on my Yui, like who give a fuck. A puff of bone as usual, suspect can never be. A lot sees everything. A bad boy silence is the key to longevity. So take this advice before I reiterate the thought to take your life in the will.
Magazines recovered at homo scenes. Two teens living off rhyming schemes. Always had dreams to be discovered in the meanwhile. Had a blow trial, got put in foul with the rest of them. A-17 with blade infected guns. Had to watch my back when I shit and piss. Niggas busting nuts to COs. Early's when turtles frisk. Your face is the risk. Buck with the smile, your face get lifted. Then you shifted to another facility. Same shit, back in the world. Staying strong and watch the weak curl from the pressure. Everyday life, career endeavor. The knowledge syllable in my name is straight terror. Killer army running through your whole fucking era. With five stages of consciousness, it's whipping change like the weather. Some trying forecasts is construct draft right off the pad, allow me to add. Construct the subject just like math. Ran you off in the first half, this quarter won't last. Finger leaning on the trigger, guns blast. Super consciously, this track smash.
Hard proof for hard times, kid. Going through this difficult stage, yet I maintain. Coping with the stress and pain. Still in seek of the shoulder that box the rain. I'll throw you gone in the flesh, my missile contains. To the times to explain the duty of a wise man to the mind, summer planes. With his physical, mental, will and emotion. Realizations of control to my infinite devotion. With the deceit to unsight, conceive his fresh start. Teach the seeds the wrong foods, they made them what they not. Now my duty is to civilize and to penalize those for coming to muscle gotten spent alive. I take it upon myself to rebuild the skies. You fucking snake, and die to the graphite type. Now fly the lift and again you will strike. I waste no time with searching for mystery. With every 25,000 we renew our history. To be the God, the age had a flapping and I be goddamn. To be absent when the shit hit the fan.
The government calls us traitors or deviants because we believe that we have the right to be ourselves.
And yo, 3 years trapped in the belly of the beast got me on some. Fuck the laws, fuck the fed coats, fuck the judge, cause they don't give two shits about us. Black man, woman, and child, how we living over here trapped in the worst part where things like this happen on the regular. Innocent bystanders get trapped off on the streets of my stomping grounds where constant war pops off like wine bottles on the regular, like clockwork to be specific.
The general wise died in fatigues, mentally for life I bleed and promise to be the seed. He was supreme general in the army, real intelligent little bugs, more with thugs and sold drugs to survive. Civilized in 85 to save many lives, but these waterhead niggas dealt with the four devils, ceased to rebel. And brought the guard physically down to another level. Now I'm at his weight. The great general passed away with a smile on his face. I swear, if you was to hear these pussy niggas get tortured, well, I say hooks up their noses and cut off their ears. Even their family members I have to pay. Brothers, mothers, sisters, and fathers get manslaughtered the right way. I'm not dealing with feelings, but I fear the children. Weak niggas destroying, short niggas is building. Even it's the general, that's what I quote. They take a grenade to your head and watch your brains explode.
I sling war slang like cocaine. Verbal dope that numbs your brain. Like a shot of Novocaine, in your death you will feel no pain. I just jigged you with my sword and your dip was poisonous. Snakes speak lies and their words is venomous. Who hits come continuous, so give a fuck if I 97 ain't feeling this. See what I'm revealing is the truth, and I go back to be the proof. The youth be the fruits, and the elders be the roots. I stand solid on the firmament. This black man be the dominant intelligence. These be the words of my testament. Written documents of the thought that makes me get props and sell tapes like cash cross. Motherfuckers.
And change for the better, so heal, cause that ain't changed.
Took it back to church just for you, Hannibal.
Heal world.
beautiful gold light, spinning that through the home, on into the streets, all spirals, spinning it further and further and further out through the city and the town, tapping into the generators, that gold light and that grain box, going through all the fiber optics, gold, gold, tapping into higher vibrations, greater manifestations. I'm so glad you can hear me now. While we're closing out, time to get back to work. Peace, love, honor, and respect. Prosperity, holistic love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. All things that are good, enough that's bad.